Have you got any comment about the protests today?
No, I'm just delighted to see so many people here who want to help work towards a solution for what's happening in Gaza, to find a just and lasting peace in the Middle East, and particularly in Palestine, and what we Christians call the Holy Land.
And what are your expectations of the government?
Well, our expectations are, this group has written a letter to the government outlining various things that they could do. One is about putting pressure on the Israeli government to cease its military operations. Another is to prevent any equipment that could go from, or services from New Zealand that could assist in the military operations, the military supplying of Israel. We've asked our government to use its good offices in all sorts of international organisations on behalf of the Palestinian people. We're asking for our government to support prosecution of war criminals, and we want an increase in humanitarian aid to the Palestinian people, particularly over what's happening. But we want a just and lasting solution for everyone who lives in that area. We're particularly concerned about the historic and ongoing injustice towards the Palestinian people, but we want human rights and dignity for everyone who lives in that area.
So there's advocates of peace in general?
Well, peace, and we have got some specific demands, and we do recognise the historic and ongoing injustice towards the Palestinian people.
And do you have any comment about the last demonstration that took place?
No, I've got no further comment. I think it speaks for itself, and yeah. I'm delighted to be involved in this particular protest as well.
Okay, thank you very much.